Every region in Indonesia must have special foods that characterize the area. Somas Manggarai, it has a variety of culinary heritage. One of the most popular souvenirs from Manggarai Flores is Kompiang Cake. Kompiang cake is also known as Kompiang Longa. This typical cake of Flores looks like round or oval and has a brownish color topped with sesame seeds. The word Longa in the Manggarai Flores language means sesame. That is why this cake is called Kompiang Longa. Kompiang, which is an adaptation of mainland China, was initially only served at family events. But now this cake has become more famous and has become Flores' typical souvenir. Kompiang is appropriate to enjoy for breakfast and a cup of hot coffee. You can easily find it in traditional markets, Flores' typical souvenir centers, and even in roadside coffee shops. Kompiang is almost the same size as a tennis ball. Kompiang can last for 3 days at room temperature and even 1 week when it is stored in the refrigerator. For each portion, Kompiang costs 1,000 rupiah.
Voice of Indonesia.
www.voynews.id. Listener, have you been to Indonesia? I mean, have you ever visited Indonesia? Maybe if you have ever visited Indonesia, or maybe you have not visited Indonesia, and then when you have your time, so you have your time, and even when you try to spend your time, just visit Indonesia. Because Indonesia has lots of interesting, wonderful tourism destinations. You are able to relax, enjoy your time, make such a quality time with your family, with your friends, or many more. Just try to visit Indonesia. And you are able to choose one or even many more about Indonesian interesting tourism destination. Here, we would like to share you information. It is about the 7 amazing places you need to visit in Banjarmasin. Banjarmasin is in southern or south Kalimantan. Yes, Banjarmasin is not just another city on the river and located on a delta island near the junction of the White Barito and Martapura rivers. The capital of South Kalimantan offers you so much more than the iconic floating market. And visiting for business or vacation, and these are 7 amazing places you need to visit when you are in Banjarmasin. The first is Lok Bintan Floating Market. What is it? This one of the highlights and the most popular destination in Banjarmasin. Located at the Sungai Pinang village, Kecamatan Sungai Tabuk, this floating market was established in the Banjar Sultanate era. Alongside the banks of the Martapura River, you can see a convoy of colorful boats floating, where most of the traders, who are mostly women, wear traditional head covers called tanggul. Fly of all sorts of goods from groceries, household equipment, hot meals to aromatic hot coffee in the morning. The second is Wasaka Museum. Yes, for history buffs, especially those into the fight for the independence against Dutch colonialism in South Kalimantan, visit the Wasaka Museum, and it is located in Kelurahan or sub-district. Yes, sub-sub-district of Sungai Jingah in the district, sub-district of Banjarmasin, North Banjarmasin. The Wasaka Museum, whose name derives from a Banjaris warfare motto, Wajah Sampai Kak Puting, meaning the fight in the war against the Dutch colonial army will not end until the last drop of blood of the Banjaris. In the museum, you can also find the collection of traditional weapons, basic equipment used during the period, as well as paintings that capture heroic actions during the war. The third is observation tower on Martapura River. What's that, Faisal? Yes, one of the latest additions to travel destinations in Banjarmasin is a 21 meters high and 4 levels building of the observation tower located in the heart of Banjarmasin city. And then from the top of the observation deck, you can see the Martapura River coursing around the city, as well as the big statue of a Bekantan proboscis monkey. It is a well-designed masterpiece where safety has always been a top priority, including for children and family. Next is, what's that? Yes, it is Banjarmasin Culinary Center. As an enthusiast for Indonesian local foods during your visit to Banjarmasin, don't miss Banjarmasin Culinary Center. Facing the Martapura River and surrounded by a green environment, the Banjarmasin Culinary Center is a go-to place for food adventurers. For food adventurers. And you can try all the unique dishes from South Kalimantan, as well as delicious traditional snacks that you cannot find elsewhere. Next is, or the fifth, Sasirangan Village. Looking for traditional souvenirs to bring back home, Kampung Sasirangan or the Sasirangan Village is definitely the right place to go. Sasirangan is a traditional South Kalimantan fabric that is colored with a unique Thai dye technique. The range of prices for the fabric itself is very affordable, around 85,000 rupiah to 250,000 rupiah per meter, aiming to make this area a travel destination. The local government is currently revitalizing the area, and by painting houses within the village with bright colors, the area has now become very photogenic and suitable for all who wish to capture its beauty and post it on your Instagram account. The next is Banjar Bungas Agro Tourism Park. What is that? Not only preserving local trees and other plants, Banjar Bungas Agro Tourism Park is the perfect place to go for family education tourism. And then by covering area of 1.5 hectares, here you can easily find a variety of flora and fauna, and most of which can only be found endemic to South Kalimantan. And these orchids and the iconic Bekantan proboscis monkeys. Yes, that's about here the amazing places you have to visit in Banjarmasin. Yes, but there is also the last one is Sultan Suriansyah Mosque. Located on the banks of the Queen River, the Sultan Suriansyah Mosque is a popular destination for those who are interested in religious travel. And this is the oldest mosque in South Kalimantan, built about 300 years ago. During the reign of Sultan Suriansyah, the first Banjar king to have converted to Islam, and finally influenced by Banjar's pre-Islamic architecture, the layered roof of the mosque is very unique and distinguished from other mosques in Banjarmasin. Well, that information from Indonesia.travel about the 7 amazing places you have to visit in Banjarmasin. Well, listener, don't go anywhere. We have also another song that would like to accompany you. Now the song is from, what's that? The song is from Niji with title Kau dan Aku. Enjoy the song.
Jakarta, apart from being famous for its student city, is also famous for its culinary paradise. For you as foreign tourists, if you plan to spend your holidays in Jogja to enjoy natural beauty in various tourist objects, you must also try this popular culinary, namely Sate Klatak. As one of the unique culinary delights from Yogyakarta, Sate Klatak is a lamb satay dish originating from Pleret sub-district in Bantul Regency, Yogyakarta. This satay is quite different from other satays because the main seasoning is only salt and pepper, while other satays use soy sauce or peanut sauce as the main seasoning. Because the main seasoning of this satay uses more salt, some people call it satay uyah which means salt satay. The satay sticks are not made of bamboo, but from iron bars. The skewers from these iron bars serve as a heating conductor that will make the meat quite cooked inside. Satay klatak is usually served with curry. Although the main seasoning of the satay klatak only uses salt, it can create a savory taste and the lamb is very tender. At the time of serving, one serving of satay klatak contains two skewers. You can add it with curry sauce, which adds to the deliciousness of the satay. For one serving of satay klatak, complete with curry soup, a plate of white rice, and also a glass of hot fresh tea, you only need to pay 20,000 rupiah. It is quite affordable, right?
Listener, today's Music Corner presents a song from West Java entitled Mawar Bodas or White Rose. The song Mawar Bodas was composed by Uko Hendarto. The lyrics tell the story of someone who goes to another village to meet his beloved girl as a Mawar Bodas, which means white rose. The white rose symbolizes his dream. Although he walks far and hit by rain and lightning, he doesn't care as long as he can meet his beloved one. Then his struggle gets nothing because his beloved one already has another lover. Well, listener, here is the song from West Java entitled Mawar Bodas by Deti Kurnia. Happy listening.
Listener, at the Toraja land, the local people call it Pak Pompang or Pak Bas, because the bass sound is more dominant. Different from angklung, the Toraja bamboo music is blown and has a tone of 2.5 octaves. Although the instrument is included as traditional musical instrument, the Pak Pompang can also be collaborated with other modern musical instruments such as trumpet, saxophone, organ, or piano when accompanying the song. This Pak Pompang is formed from the combination of big for small bamboo pieces. And of course, the size of the bamboo affects the tone that will be generated. The large and high of piece of bamboo produces low tone, while the smaller ones produce the higher tones. Those pieces of bamboo are perforated and arranged in such a way to produce sound. Usually, those pieces of bamboo will be tied with rattan in order to be stronger, and the gap among the bamboos is covered with asphalt in order its sound to be more round and good. The bamboo chosen to make this instrument is a thin one and has long segment, all smooth and straight. A group of Pak Pompang player usually consists of 25 up to 35 persons, including the flute blower. This instrument can be played by all people, from little child to adult. However, the little child can play it much easier, so that the instrument is always or obligated to be included in art lesson at every elementary school available in the land of Toraja. And of course, the lesson is aimed to make the children preserving and do not forgetting this traditional instrument, also to grow some sense of love in the hearts of the children. That's why in every event, either national or international, which is held in Toraja land, the Pak Pompang is always performed by little children. To make it well organized and produce a harmonious sound, Pak Pompang is played and led by a conductor. Pak Pompang cannot be played alone or solo, because it is almost similar with angklung from West Java, which must be performed together, because a single Pak Pompang has a single tone. So, if the Pak Pompang is played alone, it will not be beautiful. And listener, here's the Pak Pompang rhythm, which is played by the children of Toraja land.
Thank you.
Usually, the traditional instrument in Indonesia always has history. Unfortunately, the people of Toraja do not know the history of the origin of Papompang. Some say that Papompang has existed in Toraja land since the Dutch colonial era, or perhaps even far before, when the ancestors were still fighting over the territory. Papompang is often used in various events in Toraja land. For example, some music in church services, as well as special events of the Toraja community in various regions, such as weddings. Anyway, although it looks simple, the process of making every papompang is quite difficult and complicated. Therefore, this instrument is highly prized for the people of Toraja. And for those who have enough money and interested to collect these music instruments, you can just go directly to the land of Toraja in South Sulawesi. And listener, that was a glimpse about the traditional instrument from Sulawesi. Hopefully, the information about Papompang music instrument today can increase your knowledge about Indonesian traditional music instrument. And to conclude the rhythm of Indonesian archipelago, let's listen to another rhythm of Papompang. Thank you very much for listening and sampai jumpa.
Child here as a song, you know, here it means that this is not the end of our togetherness but only, you know, for this is as a time for myself. I mean, here as a host here, I would like to end my time here, but at least at 12 p.m. our colleague Steve would like to replace, and he is going to accompany you up to 6 o'clock p.m. local time Jakarta. So finally, I'm Ahmad Faisal. I'd like to say thank you very much for all of your kind attention to listen to and even watch our program in segments. Hopefully, what we have already given to you can be much better, can increase and improve your insight, maybe capabilities, and even hear about information of Indonesia, and feel enjoyable after listening to our music. So please stay tuned at www.joinusulami because at 12 p.m. our college would like to accompany you again. Have a nice day and see you next time.
Listener going to culinary tour to Banyuwangi, East Java, you shall come to Wit-Witan Market, the traditional market which becomes one of favorite places in Banyuwangi. Is located at Alas Malang Village, Singojuru Sub District, Banyuwangi. The market opens every Sunday morning, starting from 6 until 10 a.m. local time. Under the shady tree, you can enjoy various traditional culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as Geseng Bangsong. Geseng Bangsong is a typical food of Wijenan Kidul Hamlet, Singolatren Village, Singojuru Sub District. Geseng Bangsong is a special menu and rarely found, which is made from duck meat as its main ingredient and wadung yang leaf that adds a unique sour taste. Wadung tree is many found and growing wild at the village. Besides giving sour taste, wadung leaf is also used to remove fishy smell from duck meat. The duck must be the big one, so it is usually used male duck for cooking geseng bangso. Besides wudong yang leaf, this culinary is also cooked with other spices such as kaying, onion, and garlic. Geseng Bangsong has savory and spicy taste. Spicy taste mixed with sour taste certainly produce delicious food. In Banyuwangi, the food is usually served when Islamic events being conducted, such as the birth of Prophet Muhammad, Eid al-Fitr, and Eid Adha. But now, Geseng Bangsong can be found at Wit-Witan Market every Sunday. The price of the food is affordable, which is around 20,000 rupiah to 25,000 rupiah per portion. In addition to taste Geseng Bangsong, you can also enjoy other typical culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as rawon alas, sego cawu, as well as traditional snake, such as tiwul and gatot, which is made from cassava. Well, listener, that was our segment of Indonesian Wonder for today. I'm Purisa Fredela. Thank you for listening.
Untuk kita menaklukkan dunia, berlarilah tanpa lelah sampai engkau meraihnya. Laskar pelangi takkan terikat waktu. Bebaskan mimpimu di angkasa, warnai bintang di jiwa. Menarilah dan terus tertawa, walau dunia tak seindah surga. Bersyukurlah pada yang kuasa, cinta kita di dunia selamanya. Ow! Cinta kepada hidup memberikan senyuman abadi, walau hidup kadang tak adil, tapi cinta lengkapi kita. Oh. syukurlah pada yang kuasa. Cinta kita di dunia. Oh, menarilah dan terus tertawa, walau dunia tak seindah surga. Bersyukurlah pada yang kuasa. Cinta kita di dunia. Selamanya. Selamanya. Laskar Pelangi takkan terikat waktu.
Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia with the news. The coach of Indonesian national football team, Patrick Kluivert, said the team had prepared for the 2026 World Cup qualifier match against Bahrain on Tuesday. In a press conference in Jakarta on Monday, Kluivert expressed the team's determination to win the game despite the previous loss against Australia last Thursday.
Everything is possible in football. We are chasing every victory like it's our last. The mindset of the players and the coaching staff is fantastic. We're going for the win, and every game is a win for us in our minds. We're not backing off for nobody. As I said, we got the right mindset. Luck is also a little bit important, but we need to stand together. If we stand together with the right mindset, we for sure get the right results that we deserve.
Kluivert praised Indonesian national team's fans as a fantastic, as he had felt in the previous match. He said they need the fans to stand behind them, as fans will boost them to perform well. Indonesia will face Bahrain at Gelora Bung Karno Stadium, Jakarta on Tuesday evening. As of Monday, Indonesia is in the fourth position within Group C's World Cup qualifiers Asia Zone standings, while Bahrain is in the fifth place. As many as 81% of tuberculosis or TB cases in Indonesia were successfully identified in 2024, with 90% of the total estimated 1,092 million patients receiving treatment. According to the Ministry's Director of Infectious Diseases, Ina Agustina Isturidi, the figure showed an increase compared to 2023, when 77% of cases were identified and 88% of the total estimated 1,060 million patients received treatment. The government is aiming case discovery of up to 90%, as well as 100% treatment for the drug-sensitive TB and 90% for drug-resistant TB. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. So, good afternoon for the listener of Voice of Indonesia. It's 12 p.m. from Jakarta, and I'm Steve is on the mic. We'll be here with you with a lot of information coming from Indonesia. I cannot really give you a lot of spoilers, but I can tell you that you can listen to our program on the website voinews.id and the application RRE Digital. If you are listening from the application, listener, you can not only listen but also tell us or share us the latest information that we need to share with you too on the live chat section right below the video and audio player. So buckle up, because we have a lot of things to give to you, and in a heartbeat we will be getting more information coming from Indonesia, just like the next one. We have Hi-Fi with Heartbeat.
Cool. know that I need you. I want you to know that I want you.
I want
you to know that I need you.
Can't you feel my heartbeat, baby? I want you to know that I love you.
Can't you feel my heartbeat, baby?
I want you to know that I love you.
Can you feel my heartbeat? Can you feel it, baby? I want you to know that I love you.
Listeners, today's music corner presents a song entitled Apa Artinya Aku. Indonesian maestro of love songs Yovie Widianto collaborates with three young Indonesian divas, Liodra, Tiara Andini, and Ziva Magnolia, or LPZ, in a song titled Apa Artinya Aku, or Who Am I, released on December 13, 2024. The song created by Arsy Widianto, who is Yovie Widianto's son. The song tells the story of the bitterness of unrequited love, describing the feelings of someone who loves deeply but is only considered a second choice. In the song, Yovie Widianto returns with a beautiful musical arrangement with a sweet pop ballad nuance. The combination of piano notes, string section, and the distinctive vocal characters of the three singers, Liodra, Tiara Andini, and Ziva Magnolia, creates a stunning harmony. Well, listener, this is Yovie Widianto and LPZ with the song Apa Artinya Aku. Happy listening!
Begitu berharap kau setia padaku.